Hello and welcome to the Heal Your Heart, Heal Your Life podcast where we talk all things healing from trauma, our life lessons, what we've grown and surpassed, and what we're still healing through, in the hopes that it might help a listener out there who might be going through a very similar thing or someone who just is looking to help heal their life. I'm Kiara Jade, I'm your host. I am a relationship author, speaker, and healer. And yeah, today is a very important solo episode where I will be talking about my current partnership and the serendipitous events that led to me finding my person and what that looked like in the lead up, in the 6 months before that. Because I know there's probably a heap of you out there who are really interested in manifesting a lifelong partner. And yeah, I just wanted to give you a bit of a heads up around what the signs were when I was going through that. Because it's an interesting story. So here we go. Our story begins where you might have already listened to my story on other episodes of this podcast, but I had been through a bit of a rough trot with men and the opposite gender and just trying to, be loved and love, and having a whole heap of trauma kind of dumped on top of that. And so I was doing these self-development classes to try and work on my fear of men and my fear of relationships. And I'd pretty much gotten to the point where I was pretty happy with how I was healing and was feeling very safe and comfortable. And I was like, all right, I think now's the time that I want to call someone in again. I've always wanted that loving partnership. And everyone in the class I was sitting circle in was well aware that that was what I was looking for. I'd always ask for love readings, things like that. And yeah, so that's where I was at. So I'd done a bit of healing work. I'd been single for about 4 or 5 years. And I'd pretty much come to the conclusion that I was comfortable on my own. Like, obviously, I wanted a partner, but if I never found one that was someone who could enhance my life. Because obviously, if I really, really wanted a partner, I could have just found anyone. But it was like, that's not what I was going for. I was like, it has to be someone who adds to my life now, and my life is already pretty great. So, yeah, it would have to be someone who I see the value add if I was to be in partnership with them. But also, I am completely comfortable with the idea that I might be alone forever, and that's okay because I love my life just as it is. And if that's my path, then there's obviously a reason and a purpose for that. And so a lot of my single life healing journey was about really coming to terms with, being single isn't a bad thing. It has this bad rap in society, seen as like a negative thing, like you can't find someone or you're not worthy to find someone. But I really was just like, no, like, people who are single can just fully funnel all of their energy into their own passions, desires, dreams, and just really hit the ground running with that and have so much to offer the world. That I think single gets a bad rap, and I think there's a lot of value in it. And I had to spend those 4 years being single, healing myself, because that was the only way I knew I was going to find a healthy partnership. Was if I'd worked through the fear that I had and the trauma that I had around being in relationships and being hurt by people I trusted. And so, yeah, those 4 years I would not take back at all because it really grew me as a person. And yeah, by the end of it, I was in this confident place where it was like, you know what? If I find someone, great, but if I'm on my own, also great. And that's totally okay. And that is pretty much detachment, right? So Buddhism talks about the art that is detachment from outcome. And this is a lot easier said than done sometimes. We run around, we try to make these dreams come true, and we get very attached to the outcome. We get very devastated if they don't fall into place in the way we think they should. And I've kind of had this my entire life, like this idea of the way it should go. And then when that doesn't match up to reality, being devastated and, upset about that. And so the art of detachment is pretty much taking that step back and going like, yes, I would love it to be like this. And I'm probably going to set some manifestation intentions and affirmations around that to try and manifest and call in who I'm calling in. But if it doesn't work out, or if I have to wait, if divine timing's not lining up, maybe there's a reason behind that. And just being accepting that and being okay with that and not rage at the universe. In saying that, though, my story has a little bit of rage at the universe, but we'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, anyone who is single, I would encourage you to work on your ability to be totally fine without someone and like do all the things that you want to do and build your life up to be this amazing life, not where you're waiting for someone to drop in, but where you're just actively enjoying it, because you know anything can change in a second. And when we are in partnership and when we are in marriages and things like that, that's going to be a long-term thing. And this time that you are by yourself might be a time that you reflect on and with joy and love of like, oh, look at all the amazing things I did during that time. And I got to travel during that time. I did a lot of things. I traveled by myself for the first time, which was like a huge learning curve in feeling safe and supported and looking after myself after having a lot of fear in my life. So there's a lot of good that can come from it too. So anyway, so while I was sitting in these classes and sitting circle, I went out one night to a bar and they had a really good DJ and I was like madly dancing away and just loving my life. I was in a real flow state, and I don't know if you guys know flow state, but the way I would describe it is like you lose all sense of time. You're just so in the moment in the activity that you're doing. Like it might be a real passion project or something that you're doing that you just kind of fall into it, and you're just so immersed. You're fully present in that, and there's nothing or no one else but the pure enjoyment of that. And you're fully creative in that space and you're fully enjoying it. So I was dancing on this dance floor and I was loving it. And yes, I was a little bit inebriated. But yes, just fully loving ripping up the dance floor, having a great time. I think I'd lost my friend, don't even know where my friend had gone, but it was totally fine because I was just having so much of a good time. And so I'm on the dance floor, I'm being a dancing queen. And then all of a sudden the music stops, and I turn to the person next to me, and there's this guy next to me, and he's really cute. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna say hello. And so that's what happened. I was just like, hey, how's it going? I'm Kiara, nice to meet you. And yeah, ended up talking to that guy, ended up getting his number, going out on a few dates with him. And it was all going well, and I was like really liking him or whatever. And I kept hearing this song, and I feel like the universe often will send me songs as signs, especially specific lyrics. So if you do find that a certain song keeps popping in your head, I would definitely look up the lyrics and see if that is pertinent to your life and what you're going through at that moment. Yeah, so I kept hearing this song, and it was that song I Love You by Betty Who. So it was like, I love you always, forever, near and far, closer together. You know how it goes. And I was like, oh, what a great song. This must be such a sign that I'm going in the right direction. I've finally found my person. And they had that line, can't believe you've got the most unbelievable blue eyes. Or no. You've got the most unbelievable blue eyes I've ever seen. Da, 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 da. This guy didn't have blue eyes, but I was still like, this song is so pertinent and I just know it's for me. And I get a good feeling when I hear it. I've heard it like 4 times in one day. Like it's just not the amount of times you would usually hear a song like that that wasn't like being played on the radio currently. So yeah, I was very excited. I went back and told everyone I was sitting circle with that I'd like finally manifested a man and things are going really well and da 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 da. And then it all blew up in my face. I won't go into the circumstance as to why it ended, but it ended. We weren't even properly dating yet, like a couple yet. It was just dating at that point. So it wasn't the end of the world in terms of like my connection to that person or like the attachment that I'd built with them, but it felt very devastating to me because I had hung all my hopes in a very attached way onto this song, onto these signs, onto the flow state, onto everything that just felt so right. I'm like, everything feels so right with this person. Like, I feel I was in flow state when I met them. Everything was just pointing me in a certain direction. How could have this blown up in my face? Like, it doesn't make sense. And I was just like, why, universe? Why set me up to fail? Like, it felt like I was being led on, essentially, that like, oh, here's the carrot. You might get it, you might not. And then just like, oh, we're going to throw the carrot out the window. There you go. Deal with it. And insert anger at the universe. So yeah, it hadn't worked out in the way I'd hoped and believed in. And I was just like, this isn't fair. I've been asking for someone for like 2 years now. And, you know, I've done all the inner work. I've done all the things. Like, why is this happening to me? Why do you keep doing this to me? Why can't I find a partner who is right for me? And so I went back to my class I was sitting circle in, complained to the teacher about my situation, of course. And he actually turned around and said to me like, oh, like I'd talked about a few characteristics of the person. I was like, oh, that sounds like someone I know. And I was like, oh, like, what have I said? Oh my God, what? I was like, what? You know him? And then he was like, yeah. I used to like coach that person up in a team when they were a kid. And I was like, oh, that's so random. He's like, yeah, my son actually was friends with him. And I was like, what a small world. I will never complain about anyone to anyone ever again. Yeah. And then that was it, really. Nothing really happened from there. And I just continued doing my thing, continued enjoying my single life to the best of my ability, continued going to class and tried to work through and process the emotions of the whole situation. And then 3 months later, it came up again without my knowledge. My teacher had discussed this with his son. So he'd said to his son, like, oh, there's one of my students was, you know, dating your friend from back in the day. Like, how weird's that? Da, 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 da. And this was all done. I had no idea any of this was happening. This was all behind closed doors. I didn't know the son. I just knew the teacher, and it was in completely different context or whatever. And then it just so happened that 3 months later, the son brought up again, like, oh, is your student still dating that guy? Like, what happened with that kind of thing, just as conversation. And my teacher was like, oh no, that like blew up in her face. would you want to meet her? Because his son was also single. And he said, yes. And so here I am, la, 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 just doing my own thing. Fixed my broken heart and my anger towards the universe. had no idea any of this was happening. And my teacher comes up to me literally on the last day of the class. I decided I was going to quit. I decided I was going to move on. The last class I went to, and was like, my son wants to meet you. And I was like, what? What do you mean? Like, where did this come from? Very confused, all the rest of it. And he was like, my son, I spoke to him about the other guy you were seeing and mentioned you were single. And he said he might be interested because he's also single. Like, is that something you'd be interested in? And I took a moment, I like paused, and I thought, this is so random, so out of the blue. It's just like literally fallen in my lap that I almost feel like it has to be the universe, that I have to just say yes. Not that I was pressured in any way, but like, because it's an opportunity that's been presented to me and I've been asking for this, right? So I was like, okay, sure. Like, you know, here's my details. We'll go from there kind of thing. And so he handed over my details and yeah, I didn't have to search. I didn't have to do anything. Weirdly, things were working out behind closed doors. So then I went and I met the son, and he had blue eyes. So I didn't twig at that at the first meeting, but yeah, like he was very lovely, like very, he was also very comfortable on his own and had done his own inner journey around being single and things like that. He was kind. His dad had told him like, oh, she's been through some shit with like guys, so be kind to her kind of thing. And he was, and we ended up talking for so long on our first date that the restaurant closed around us. And I remember being like, wow, I don't think I've ever been to anywhere where the restaurant has closed around us on a date. Normally it's the other way around, where you're like, okay, can I go now? How do I get out of this? So it's so weird how things work out. Even though I raged at the universe and I was like, why are you sending me this? You sent me the wrong guy. Like, what is this? Da, 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 da. In hindsight, I can look back at that entire thing and realize there was something bigger at play that I couldn't see, that I couldn't know about, that I was not privy to. And I think that's half the thing, is we think we know what's going on. We want to control the fact that we know what's going on. Like, oh, this guy, yeah, he's the guy because you're giving me signs, right? Like, that must be it. And I'm going to throw all my eggs into one basket. And then when it all falls apart, we really struggle to trust in the unseen and trust that, I don't know, I'm a big believer in fate. And I know some people don't believe in that kind of thing, but I do believe that if you're meant to meet someone, you will meet someone. For example, like the sun, my partner, we were actually invited to a mutual friend's birthday party like the month before at New Year's or something. But we both decided not to go. And I found that really weird that we could have potentially met there as well as meeting in the way we met. Like, it was just really odd in the way it all landed. And if I hadn't have, had that trust, not that I really did very well, but that, everything was always working out for me and that there was going to be something on the other side, and had that free fall into the not knowing, that's the hardest part of all of this journey, right? Of any journey of spirituality, right? Is sometimes you have to let something go in order to trust that something better is coming along. And that is not an easy thing to do. And sitting with the uncomfort is a real test because it brings up all of your shit. So, for example, year before, a few years ago, anyway, decided to quit my job. I hated my job. I was not enjoying it. I was not happy. It was not the direction I wanted to be. Like, kept thinking, like, in 5 years' time, if I was here, how would I feel? I'm like, oh no. It served its purpose for a while, that job. I learned a lot in that job. It was really great at some points. But I just gotten to the point where I was like, I know everything there is to know here. I've learned everything there is to learn, and learning is a big value of mine. And it's not where I want to be going in the future. It's not the direction I want to be taking. So why would I keep putting energy into something that's going in the, if not opposite direction of where I want to be going? And it also didn't help that part of the company was going under, and I had a bit of responsibility for that, and I felt very uncomfortable potentially firing staff who I'd like nurtured from when they started to grow into amazing workers underneath me. But anyway, I digress. But when I went to quit that job, a lot of people around me said, you're crazy. Do not quit this job. Like, it's high paying. It's going to help you get a house. It's going to help you do all the things. Like, you will never get another job as good as that. You can't leave. And I listened to that and I thought about it, but my intuition was just so much louder. But there was a lot of insecurity that came up. There was a lot of fear. There's a lot of, oh my God, what if they're right? Oh my God, what if, all of this happens? But my intuition kept telling me, and like the universe kept kind of nudging me in a direction of like, it is time for you to leave. And people were like, what do you mean? Like, are you just searching for this information? Like, people get real funny about readings and stuff. But I was like, no, I literally clicked on, I don't know if you've ever seen those YouTube readings where it's like, pick a card or pick a color and we'll give you a reading based off that. And like, I picked a dog one and it was like, pick a dog. And I picked a dog and the dog message was like, I think it's time for you to leave this job. And I was just like, how could I have possibly known that? That's not me searching for that information. Anyway, I digress. But yeah, the free fall of quitting the job and not having anywhere to go and not having another job to run into, and just sitting with the uncomfort that I may or may not have made the right decision, was terrifying, right? And I'm uncertain. And I, like 3 months in, I decided I wanted to get another job and I was applying and nothing was working and everything was just falling flat. And I was like, what have I done? And I was freaking out. And I'm sure at that point, those people who told me were probably like, oh, Yeah, see, we told you so. And then 6 months later, I got another job. And it was in an industry I was much more interested in. It was not going under and very financially doing well. It had a lot more perks than my other job did. And I managed to somehow get paid the same rate as what I was getting paid before, but that was for 4 days instead of doing 5 days at my old work. So I was getting paid more, essentially. And it was just infinitely better than my last job. But if I hadn't have had the courage to step out and say, no, enough's enough. I'm not doing this anymore. I know there's something better out there for me, even if I have to sit in the shit for a little while. And I believe in my trust and my faith that, this job isn't working out. If I didn't have that, if I didn't have the ability to sit through that pain and uncomfort and uncertainty, which is really hard when you're someone like myself who is motivated by certainty and stability, and has a little bit of anxiety running rampant in the back of her brain. But it's that trustful to the universe to say, all right, intuitive nudge, I've heard you, I've received this message. I'm going to take the leap of faith, but I really need you to catch me. That is what changes people's lives, I believe. So, and often it takes time. It takes time for these things to fall into place. Sometimes what's on the other side is infinitely better than what we can see right now. And it makes it really hard for our human mind to be like, but I can't see it, but I don't know it's a sure bet, so I can't gamble on it, and it's really hard. But sometimes that's life. Sometimes you have to take risks to get reward. And I think a lot of people really struggle with this idea, and that's why they end up stuck in a dead-end job for 20 years and they never take a risk on themselves, maybe starting, I don't know, a business or something that they want to do, because they just are so in fear, and fear really guides a lot of people's decision making. And I guess that's what a big lesson in my life has been, not only in this dating situation, but and it was just kind of proof in the pudding there, but also in my career. Like, sometimes we just have to follow our instincts, and usually things will all work out. And if they don't, hey, I would have just got another job anyway. I could have gone back to my old job. They loved me. They would have found somewhere for me to be. But having a backup plan is always a good thing as well. You don't want to like go hungry or anything like that. But at the same time, it's like I knew I could comfortably sit with 3 or 6 months off and be fine. I would have survived. But anyway, so that was the serendipitous of events that kind of led to me finding my partner. So I'm not sure if you guys are also going through a similar thing right now, where it's like I'm calling someone in and I'm waiting for this message. And it's really funny because even when I got the opportunity presented to me, I still hadn't quite twigged, like, was this the opportunity that I'd been asking for, or was this just random? So sometimes you don't even realize until it's there. And it's actually really interesting. On my first date with that person, it was a good date, don't get me wrong. We talked till the place closed, right? So it must have been a good date, but I just wasn't sure. It was like a really weird. Normally, when I go on a date, there's like a very clear, like, yes, I'm interested, or no, this person is not for me. But this was like the first time in my life where I had a very, very confused outlook. It was just like, I don't know. I don't know if I like this person. I don't know if I dislike this person. There's no big red flags that I'm concerned about, but there's nothing really pulling me in that direction either. And it's funny, it wasn't until I wrote about it in one of my books. I think it's in the book that hasn't come out, not my other book, Navigating Conflict, which is currently out. It wasn't until I wrote about it in my book that and I connected in more with my intuition that I realized that what was going on underneath that confusion was trauma response. So I turned up at this date. This person in front of me was very masculine, very like he's a tradie. And in my head, I'd always had this idea that I would end up with someone like from a psychology background or something. Because I'm a very emotional person, a very sensitive person. I needed someone to give me that sense of emotional stability and safety. And he, on first glance, was not what I would expect of someone to be able to give me that. Like, I was like, oh, tradies aren't very emotional. They're very much like cut and dry. Like, you know, super hyper masculine dudes probably not going to be in touch with his emotions. And so I immediately I had my back up and I had this wall that I'd built for myself of like, I don't know if I can trust you. And it wasn't until I wrote that passage that I even realized that that was even there. Like, and I decided, I was like, look, am I going to go out with him again? I'm like, yes, I think I'm going to go out again and just give it another go because it wasn't abjectly bad. And maybe a second or third date will give me a bit more clarity around this situation. And we went out on a second and third date. And yeah, I was like, nah, this is a go. We're all good. I think he'd said something in passing about like, oh yeah, my mom's a bit of a crier, you know, like I'm there for her sometimes as well. And it was just like, oh, okay, you're kind of used to this kind of scenario. And I don't think I'm just going to be hitting brick walls every time I get upset about something. And but it was, yeah, but it was a trauma response because I was in fear that this person wouldn't be able to hold me and that they would just shut me down and that they would treat me like emotion is a weakness, which emotion can be a weakness. Don't get me wrong. Like it can be really hard to have a conversation if you're bawling your eyes out. And navigating conflict can be a real challenge when you jump to emotion so quickly. But in saying that, like my emotion is my biggest strength. My emotion makes me who I am. I wouldn't be able to do this podcast and understand what was going through my head at any given moment if I hadn't have first connected to the emotion that I was feeling during that and analyzed and felt it in its entirety. And again, if you're going to free fall into anything, like feeling your way through what heavy shit is coming up is going to help you work out what's best for you in life, what to do going forward. And so I needed someone who could also see that at that time. And I was in so much fear that I could have easily said, this person's a tradie. They don't understand me. I'm just giving up. I'm just like, no, nah, I'm not going to see him again. Da, 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 da. And I could have easily like put my walls up and blocked him out. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this another shot. I'm going to try and see how it goes. I'm going to open my heart up to this. I'm going to be vulnerable and put myself out there. And maybe I will get upset and maybe he won't be able to handle it. And maybe that will hurt, but I'd rather that, or I'd rather try and be vulnerable and see how it goes on the potential that it might go really well, on the potential that I might end up, you know, being with this person long term, which is exactly what happened, than shut down and hide away and be in my fear mindset all the time. Because I find with people who have been through a lot of trauma in the past, and especially if you haven't worked through it, but even if you have worked through it, I'd worked through a lot of trauma by that point, and there was still this alarm bell in my mind going, be careful, watch out. We need to protect ourselves a little bit here. And sometimes we can overprotect ourselves and over self-sabotage the ability to be vulnerable because it just doesn't feel safe enough for us yet. And we can just shut, it's like those people who go out on 20 dates and like all of them were a no, all of them were bad, or all of them had some issue. It's like if it gets to a point where you're literally ignoring or like shutting down everyone, it's like, okay, I think there's some inner work that needs to be done here. I think I need to go back and do some more healing because I don't feel safe in these scenarios. I might be putting myself out there, pretending everything's fine, but there's something that's scaring me. And therefore, I am just shutting people out because that's how I'm protecting myself. It's all a coping strategy. And so I had a choice point at that time. Do I jump on that timeline of still protecting myself and still being afraid of men who are very hyper-masculine and who are very tradie-esque because I'd had a bad situation in the past? Or was I going to choose to be vulnerable and put myself out there and see what happens? And I chose that timeline and it worked out brilliantly for me. So you can never be certain. But like I said, the same key message of this whole thing, but your ability to sit with the uncertainty is your ability to progress in life, essentially. So, yeah, I think I'll just leave you with that today. So, thank you so much for being here. I applaud you for taking the first steps into healing your heart, healing your life. You guys are awesome. I love you so much. And if you ever have any questions or anything you'd like to ask me, feel free to reach out. I'm always happy to address that or even on a podcast. Yeah, much love, everyone.